I'm Jeff McKinney, WCCO Radio News. We are getting a special report now from CBS News. Apparently, there has been a mass shooting at Fort Hood, Texas. CBS News now has a report that seven people at least are dead.
CBS News special report. I'm Harley Carnes. Gunplay at Fort Hood, the Army post near Killeen, Texas.
Right now, the situation is developing. I can confirm that there's been a shooting on Fort Hood at the Soldier Readiness Processing Center.
Military sources tell CBS station KRLD seven or more deaths, multiple injuries after two men allegedly opened fire. One's in custody, the other not yet.
The Soldier Readiness Processing Center is where soldiers will go through in preparation for deployment or after a deployment.
That's Public Information Officer Jamie Poston at Fort Hood. CBS's Kimberly Dozier knows Fort Hood pretty well.
It has security at the entrances, but remember, once you're inside, you've got neighborhoods, medical and training areas, a lot of ground, and he could probably find supplies somewhere in that area.
A lot of ground indeed, more than 100,000 acres. Some local schools are in what's called a soft lockdown just in case kids are staying inside. Fort Hood has been a major deployment location. CBS News special report. I'm Harley Carnes.
Okay, so the total seemed to be at least seven people dead. There are reports that upwards of 20 people have been wounded in this shooting, so it is big as shootings of this ilk go, and we will be carrying more reports for you as we move through the afternoon. Probably we'll have another report for you in about 20 minutes or so, another special report from CBS News. I'm Jeff McKinney, News Radio, 830 WCCO. The latest report I'm seeing right now via cable TV is that we have one gunman in custody, two in large. Here's an update from CBS.
CBS News special report. I'm Dan Raviv. Seven people reported dead, 20 wounded, as a U.S. Army base in Texas is under attack. Someone, reportedly two people, one report says three attackers, opened fire on people at Fort Hood, about halfway between Waco and Austin, the state capital. Here's a police department spokesman in the nearby city of Killeen.
What we're doing right now is the city is sending ambulances and EMS at the request of Fort Hood to Fort Hood to a staging area. At the present time, Fort Hood says they did not need any law enforcement assistance, but just paramedics assistance and transport.
That's J.W. Dunn with the Killeen Police. CBS radio station KRLD in Dallas reports one gunman has been taken into custody, but a manhunt continues for one or two others. Fort Hood is on lockdown. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier has been there in the past. She's noticed it has guard posts. No civilian should be getting in with weapons or ammunition.
It has security at the entrances, but remember, once you're inside, you've got neighborhoods, medical and training areas, a lot of ground, and he could probably find supplies somewhere in that area.
Fort Hood typically has tens of thousands of soldiers, plus family members, civilian workers. Reporters in nearby Killeen have heard that one gunman is believed to be inside a building on the base, surrounded by what's described as a SWAT team. Again, reports from Fort Hood, Texas, speak of seven people killed, 20 wounded, by a gunman or a gang of gunmen, one said to be in custody. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Raviv.
This is WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul, and we are watching this story for you in Fort Hood, Texas, an Army base there. Seven people killed, up to 20 wounded in a shooting there. Here's CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Fort Hood, Texas is on lockdown after a shooting. Multiple victims shot. The Army says seven people are dead, 20 wounded. CBS News has been told there were at least two shooters, possibly military. One is in custody. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has been talking to the Pentagon and to White House officials and joins us live now. Kimberly?
A White House spokesman tells us the president has been informed of the shooting and is monitoring the situation. An Army spokesman tells CBS News all they know for sure at this point is the incident started around 1:30 local on the base in what's called a family readiness area. That's Army speak for the recreational parts of the base. The spokesman said the shooting started at the Howells movie theater there. He said the base has been locked down as everyone does a head count of their troops and the families. But at this point, he could not confirm the number of shooters or the numbers of dead or injured. Harley?
Fort Hood has been a major deployment center out to the war zones, as well as processing troops inbound. There is a combat stress center there at Fort Hood as well, one of the Army's largest. We will keep you up to date. Of course, seven people dead, 20 wounded, and that's according to the Army just moments ago.
Let's move on to the latest now from CBS News.
CBS News special report. I'm Dan Raviv. Mass murder on a U.S. Army base in Texas. Fort Hood, said to be America's largest military post. Today, someone, reportedly two or three attackers, opened fire, starting in a theater on the base. Seven people reported dead, 20 wounded, perhaps more. And the latest we have on the shooters?
One is wounded and in custody, and the other is still at large.
U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas, officials have told her there were two gunmen. She knows Fort Hood very well, of course.
It's a huge base. It has neighborhoods, a lot of housing, a lot of children in schools, but they have been cleared, and they're just trying right now to get a handle on it because there's still a shooter in one of the buildings.
CBS News just got an audio statement from a hospital there in the heart of Texas.
Scott and White Memorial Hospital in Temple is receiving several gunshot victims from Fort Hood. No specifics are known regarding the incident resulting in the shootings, and at this time, the victims coming to Scott and White are suffering from gunshot wounds.
At the White House, CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports.
The White House spokesman tells us the president has been informed of the shooting and is monitoring the situation. An Army spokesman tells CBS News all they know for sure at this point is the incident started around 1:30 local on the base in what's called a family readiness area.
Fort Hood is on lockdown, no one going in or out. Again, reports tell of 7 people killed, 20 wounded. CBS News special report. I'm Dan Ravitch.
We're getting more and more information with every special report. We can take another one of those right now. CBS News is offering that. The time is 3:50 on WCCO.
CBS News special report. I'm Dan Ravitch. Murder at Fort Hood, America's largest army base. It's in the heart of Texas. There are reports of 12 people killed, including, it said, one of the gunmen, and as many as 30 people wounded. Some people on the base say there were 2 gunmen. Some even say there were 3, shooting in various locations, they say. No confirmation as to whether the gunmen or gunmen were soldiers or civilians. Some of the shooting took place in the Howes Theater on the base, where a graduation ceremony was scheduled for this afternoon. Fort Hood, about halfway between Waco and Austin, has schools and daycare centers. Here's Cynthia, a military wife who got a text message from her husband who was frantic. He was texting from Iraq.
I'm freaking out here. I have no idea what's going on. The guys keep asking questions. Can someone please tell us something? So, yeah. And a lot of the guys have kids up here, too, with mine. So
the schools are on lockdown, as is the rest of the base. No one entering or leaving. Typically, there are tens of thousands of soldiers at Fort Hood, plus families and other civilians who work there. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison heard from an Army general that at least one shooter was captured. She was told there were 2. She did not know their motive or their identity. President Obama has been kept informed by his staff. We hear that he may have something to say at the White House, perhaps pretty soon. Again, we have reports of as many as 12
Jeff
people
McKinney,
killed
WCCO,
at Fort Hood, Texas.
We're going to move over now to a news conference taking place at Fort Hood. We may get new information there. And I believe holding forth at that news conference now, Lieutenant General Bob Cone.
Essentially, due to the quick response of the police forces, was killed. At this time, the numbers that we're looking at are 12 dead and 31 wounded, and they're dispersed among the local hospitals here in the Central Texas area. The extent of injuries varies significantly, we're getting great cooperation from the Central Texas medical facilities. As I said, the shooter was killed. He was a soldier. We since then have apprehended 2 additional soldiers that are suspects. And I would go into the point that there were eyewitness accounts that there may have been more than one shooter. They tracked the suspected individuals to an adjacent facility, and they were apprehended. They are soldiers, but they are suspects at this time, and we're looking into that. The challenge that we face right now is the installation is locked down. And in many cases, a lot of facilities, a lot of our families, children are locked in facilities. And we're making a call right now as to determine whether we think the situation is at a conclusion such that we can release people and get them back to their homes.
Right now, it continues to be locked down.
It is locked down right now, and it will be. We will err on the side of caution in terms of making sure that the situation is stabilized. We have not had any casualties. All the casualties took place in the initial incident that took place at 1330.
And what is that again?
That was at the soldier readiness facility.
Were they working?
No. The individuals involved were U.S. soldiers.
All of the individuals.
That's correct.
Was there someone arrested at a Dollar General in Killeen related to this?
I do not know. I only know what's going on at Fort Hood.
What's your reaction? We're talking about 12 dead here and 31
It's a terrible tragedy. It's stunning. As I say, as I've gone around to the hospital here, as I've been at the scene, the soldiers and family members and many of the great civilians that work here are absolutely devastated.
What was that initial rush of
soldiers working together? What was their motive for this shooting?
We don't know that right now. And again, this is all under investigation. I came out to give you a very preliminary report to make sure we had clarity in regards to the numbers of dead and wounded at this time.
Were the 12 dead all shot in the same area? Were they spread out over the post?
No, they're all right in the soldier readiness facility. It actually comprises several buildings in this same general area. It's, for many of you know, it's the old sports dome complex.
What kind of weapon are we talking about here?
There were two weapons involved that the primary shooter had, and both were handguns.
Did he ever reload at any point, or was
we don't
weapon?
Have that degree of fidelity at this
families.
Point.
Can you tell us what units were affected?
There were right now there were a combination of units that were going through the soldier readiness profile, and right now we are meeting with the commanders and in the process of effecting casualty notification.
Okay. Had there been problems with this soldier that was shooting?
Say again.
Was there any civilians
shot him to kill him?
To my knowledge, there were no children killed. The local police response forces were there relatively quickly and killed the shooter, the confirmed shooter.
So there's a police officer among the dead?
Yes, we have one police officer among
military
the
military police?
I believe he's a civilian police officer. We have both contract and military police here. I believe he was a civilian.
With what agency?
From where?
With the Fort Hood civilian police.
What history do you know about the person that was shot, the soldier that was shot? Does he have
We're in the process of investigating that right now. We've requested assistance from the FBI to look into the background of these soldiers, soldier or soldiers, to see if there's anything we can uncover.
So family is still in danger because we've heard of shots fired in other places?
No, you've probably heard the announcements. One of the key points is that we want people to go inside until we can determine what's happening. As I say, I think we're very close to making that determination, but we're not ready to call all clear at this point.
So
what number did the car?
Right. Well, I can't say that we mobilize soldiers from different places, and again, we're in the process of confirming that. I don't really want to go much further than that at this time. We'll do a subsequent press conference. But
what time?
Where they were apprehended?
In the general area of the scene that took place, and that was at the soldier readiness facility.
And who shot the shooter?
I think I already answered that, but. I would just like to express my condolences to the soldiers, to the families, and to the civilians in this great community here in Central Texas. This is a terrible tragedy, but we'll work through it. Thank you very much.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Fort Hood, Texas, in the midst of what's described as a graduation ceremony for troops deploying to the war zone, there was gunplay today at that processing center.
We've had a terrible tragedy here at Fort Hood today.
The Army says at least 12 people are known dead, 31 are wounded. Lieutenant General Bob Cohn briefing reporters. He is the commander at Fort Hood.
The shooter was killed. He was a soldier. We since then have apprehended two additional soldiers that are suspect.
Of course, the president has been monitoring this. We go live now to the White House and CBS's Kimberly Dozier.
The president was informed by Press Secretary Robert Gibbs shortly after this incident began and monitored it from the White House. White House officials tell us he'll speak about the tragedy shortly. He's due within minutes to give the closing address at the Native American conference that was held today at the Department of the Interior. He'll begin by talking about what happened at Fort Hood.
In the meantime, the families of American military everywhere are on the edges of their seats, and if you can imagine what it would be like for those there at Fort Hood. This woman's name is Cynthia.
That's my husband texting me right now from Iraq. So the guys over there just found out what's going on. It's just, we have a lot to deal with.
Again, recapping, 12 people are known dead, 31 wounded. Among the dead is one of the gunmen. The other two are in custody. We expect the president to speak at any moment.
Let's go back now to Barack Obama. He is speaking to the situation at Fort Hood, Texas.
All the details at this moment. We will share them as we get them. What we do know is that a number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence. My immediate thoughts and prayers are with the wounded and with the families of the fallen and with those who live and serve at Fort Hood. Now, these are men and women who have made the selfless and courageous decision to risk and at times give their lives to protect the rest of us on a daily basis. It's difficult enough when we lose these brave Americans in battles overseas. It is horrifying that they should come under fire at an Army base on American soil. I've spoken to Secretary Gates and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, and I will continue to receive a constant stream of updates as new information comes in. We are working with the Pentagon, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, all to ensure that Fort Hood is secure, and we will continue to support the community with the full resources of the federal government. In the meantime, I would ask all Americans to keep the men and women of Fort Hood in your thoughts and prayers. We will make sure that we get answers to every single question about this horrible incident. And I want all of you to know that as Commander-in-Chief, there's no greater honor, but also no greater responsibility for me than to make sure that the extraordinary men and women in uniform are properly cared for and that their safety and security when they are at home is provided for. So we are going to stay on this. But I hope in the meantime that all of you recognize the scope of this tragedy and keep everybody in their thoughts and prayers. Again, thank you for your participation here today. I am confident that this is going to be resulting in...
Okay, the President of the United States referring to the Fort Hood tragedy as, quote, a horrific outburst of violence. And so it was. 12 dead, 31 wounded. We're going to have another update on this, another special report from CBS News in just about 2.5 minutes. The President called it a horrific outburst of violence. He's right about that. We have 12 people dead. We have 31 people wounded in this shooting, apparently, we think now, by one shooter at Fort Hood in Texas. Here's an update from CBS News.
CBS News special report. I'm Dan Revive. 12 people shot dead at Fort Hood in Texas. The shooter was an American soldier, and he himself has been shot dead, apparently, by military police. In addition, two other soldiers have been arrested as possible accomplices. This new information is from the commanding general of Fort Hood.
At this time, the numbers that we're looking at are 12 dead and 31 wounded, and they're dispersed among the local hospitals here in the Central Texas area. Again, the extent of injuries varies significantly, and again, we're getting great cooperation from the Central Texas medical facilities. As I said, the shooter was killed. He was a soldier. We since then have apprehended two additional soldiers that are suspect.
This information from Lieutenant General Robert Cohn.
A shooter entered what we call the soldier readiness facility, where soldiers who are preparing to deploy go for last-minute medical checkups and dental treatment, etc. Shooter opened fire and essentially, due to the quick response of the police forces, was killed.
And President Obama has just spoken about what he called this horrific outburst of violence at Fort Hood in Texas. Mr. Obama in Washington did not suggest if he knows what the motive might have been. Again, 12 dead, including the shooter. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Revive.
We have one confirmed shooter. We have two suspects in custody. Here's CBS News.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Revive. Mass murder at Fort Hood, Texas. Now confirmed 12 people shot dead, apparently including the man who opened fire first, an Army soldier, motive unknown. He was shot dead as military police responded. President Obama has just spoken about this incident.
A number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence.
Mr. Obama was speaking at a previously scheduled event, adding a few words, no details.
My immediate thoughts and prayers are with the wounded and with the families of the fallen and with those who live and serve at Fort Hood.
Many soldiers normally based there are on duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. The commander of that massive army base in Texas hasn't yet sounded an all clear.
There were eyewitness accounts that there may have been more than one shooter. They tracked the suspected individuals to an adjacent facility, and they were apprehended. They are soldiers, but again, they are suspects at this time.
At Fort Hood, Lieutenant General Robert Cohn saying two soldiers who might have been accomplices are being held. The man who opened fire is dead.
As I've been at the scene, the soldiers and family members and many of the great civilians that work here are absolutely devastated.
And the number of soldiers at Fort Hood is usually tens of thousands, plus their families and civilian workers. CBS News Special Report. I'm Dan Raviv.
12 people dead. 31 people have been shot and wounded at Fort Hood. 431 now.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Harley Carnes. Shot in the heart of Texas. 12 people shot dead, 31 wounded at Fort Hood Army Base. The president's reaction.
American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence.
He says they won't stop until answers are had. Fellow soldiers allegedly did it. One is among the dead. Two other soldiers are suspects, and they are in custody.
They're all right in this soldier readiness facility. It actually comprises several buildings in this same general area. It's, for many of you know, it's the old sports dome complex.
Lieutenant General Bob Cohn is the commander at Fort Hood.
The challenge that we face right now is the installation is locked down, and in many cases, a lot of facilities, a lot of our families, children are locked in facilities. We're making a call right now as to determine whether we think the situation is at a conclusion.
No one knows yet why. CBS News Special Report. I'm Harley Carnes.